Okay, hello everybody. I want to welcome everybody to this call. My name is Michael Sherman, and I'd like to welcome you to the Courageous Loving Audio Relationship Experience. This is a weekly teleclass where we invite wonderful trainers and experts from a variety of fields to devote an hour for an informative and insightful discussion about both relationships and issues that affect personal and professional relationships, including money, emotions, health, and spirituality. So we'll be getting certainly into money and spirituality this evening. My name is Michael Sherman. I'm the co-founder of Courageous Loving, along with my wife, Amy. We are an organization based in Nyack, New York, devoted to relationship training and personal and professional growth. I'd like to sincerely thank you for being here on this call with us. It means so much to us to share this work with you. And as well as the work of our colleagues and friends, including Judy Thomas, who's going to be on the call. I'm going to introduce her formally in a little bit. I realize it takes a lot to make some time in our busy schedules and our lives to be on a call like this, so really kindly accept my gratitude. Thank you for being here in tonight's experience. Our call tonight is with Judy Thomas, who is a wisdom coach, and the topic is Mobilize Your Money Making, and I'm going to be introducing her formally in just a couple of moments. I do want to let you know that the call is being recorded and will be used for promotional purposes. That said, it will be an interactive call. There will be opportunities for you to ask relevant questions, and we encourage you to do so. And if you do, just kindly announce yourself by stating your first name and where you're calling from. Before we begin, I'd like to take a moment to tell you a little bit about myself and our story and the purpose of Courageous Loving, how Amy and I, my wife and I, came to be in this project, and how we came to be leading calls in this manner. So several years ago, before I knew anything about the work that I'm doing now or doing calls like this, I went on an incredible solo travel trip to the Far East. I had an incredible time, and I couldn't wait to tell my wife Amy all about my experience. However, about an hour into returning home, after being on about a 15-hour flight, Amy stopped and asked me if I would go to a couples workshop. And it wasn't exactly the first thing that I wanted to hear, but I felt like I should be open to it, and I said okay. And at the workshop, we were introduced to the world of Imago dialogue. It's a powerful form of communication that helps create safety between any two partners. And for those of you who don't know us, Amy and I, were and still are a volatile couple in many ways. So it was great timing for us to learn about this technique. But I saw something more than I expected. I saw something that not only could help save and improve our marriage, I witnessed something that reminded me of the time that I used to train in Aikido. It's a very spiritual and peaceful martial art based on the techniques of developing your energy and harmonizing with partner interaction. And it was as if I had discovered a refreshing parallel in Imago, as if it was a form of martial arts with language and relationships. So the more we used Imago, the more we felt compelled to share it with others, and our relationship became a product of a process that evolved into Courageous Loving. Our couplehood became an example, not in the sense that we're perfect or that we're permanently healed, but in the sense that we wanted to serve as a model for others, not only how to create safety in your primary relationships, but really how to use personal and professional relationships as a laboratory towards your spiritual growth, towards you growing beyond negativity and ultimately discovering your destiny in your life, which is something that I know Judy Thomas is very much in alignment with. And we really believe that working on your relationships, all your relationships, including your relationship with money, is one of your best ways to discover your true journey in your life. So after doing many workshops and trainings in the areas of money, personal growth, and spirituality, Amy and I have always come back to the idea that relationship work is life's work, and that through working on our relationships, we could truly find inner peace, financial prosperity, and a meaningful path of authentic inner peace. So we know we have found our destiny in our own relationship, and while it hasn't been easy, it's as if we were brought together to bring out the very best in each other that we can never have done alone. We absolutely believe that any frustration in personal and professional relationships is actually the doorway to the discovery of one's unique destiny. And in this way, we've been moved to invite our partners and our colleagues on this path. So such as tonight with Judy, on this journey and sharing this work with others and really allowing us to engage in powerful dialogue on a variety of topics that help people answer the single question, who are my relationships calling me to become? So I realize that everyone who's on this call is coming with a different reasons, with a different, you know, your own unique reason for being on this call, your own unique set of issues and questions about what's going on in your life, whether it's about money, whether it's about relationships, about spirituality. And because of this, Amy and I decided that we wanted to offer everybody a gift, and we encourage everybody to receive this gift and take advantage of it. Everybody on the call tonight is going to receive a free 5-minute coaching call with either Amy or myself to answer any question you have about something specific going on in your life about relationships, personal or professional relationships, or about relationships in general. You don't have to do anything to receive this gift. Anyone who registered for this teleclass is going to receive an email with instructions if you choose to take this gift. Take us up on that. And if you're hearing this call as a recording, then all you have to do is send me an email at michael@courageousloving.com and put in the subject line, request free coaching call, and we'll get back to you with instructions to set that up. So you want to think about your most important question you have right now about a personal or professional relationship in your life or about relationships in general, and then we will take some time to set up a 5-minute phone call to help you answer that question. So thanks for receiving that gift from us. And so now what I'd like to do is introduce our guest speaker for the night, and that is Judy Thomases. And let me just give a little bit of biographical information about Judy. Judy Thomases is the author of an award-winning book called Wisdom's Game. She is also the author of articles and columns. She's a metaphysician, a channeler, a professional published astrologer and psychic for over 3 decades. A Phi Beta Kappa, she is dedicated to raising the planetary vibration. She's a member of 2 national astrological organizations. Judy was the founder and co-host of a radio show called New Perspectives and a television show called Meet the Healers. She's been a board member of a holistic practitioners network, a businesswomen's entrepreneurial network, and an astrological organization. She's been a guest on several national media, including ABC, CBS, and Sirius Satellite Radio, and has consulted on film and television products. She has a roster of clients from all walks, including the professions, and has taught, lectured, and coached on these subjects for decades. Judy has become a friend over the past year or so with me. We really feel that we have a lot in common, and, you know, we've talked a lot about relationships, imago dialogue, spirituality, really understanding one's destiny through spirituality. And, you know, there's just so much material that I feel like our friendship has really only just begun. So I'm really grateful to have her here tonight talking about how to mobilize your money-making with her wonderful insights and wisdom. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Judy, thanks for coming on the call.
Thanks, Michael, and everyone. It's just a joy to be able to do this. So I'm very grateful. And I intend to bring everybody into some more wisdom here and to give you some tips that will hopefully help you construct your reality maybe differently, mm-hmm. get into a new relationship with money, and have a lot of fun.
Excellent. Terrific. So let's get going. What we're going to do, just as a framework, is Judy and I are going to talk a little bit. We may have to mute the lines out if it's noisy, but it doesn't sound like it is right now, so we're going to let it go. But I'm going to ask her a few questions, and then we're going to invite people to ask questions themselves. So, Judy, let me ask you, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, right now in your work, what's the main kind of purpose of your work, the main thrust of what you've been up to in your focus with your work right now?
Well, that's a real interesting and great way to segue into things, because the main thrust is to explain to everyone that the world isn't created outside of yourself. Mm. It's created in you, in your thoughts. And this is a very empowering concept. So while it's true that there are energy patterns to flow with and to get aligned with, it's also true that you, the individual, are the master of your fate. That once you understand that there are these patterns of energy and you harmonize with that, then you switch out of a role of, say, seeing yourself as a victim of circumstances or, you know, a candle in the wind or something, and you start to see yourself as the creator of your destiny. And I can explain that a little bit more as we go along, but this shift in perspective is really what I'm conveying in all of my work with clients and students right now.
I think what you're talking about is so hugely important, and I know we're going to get more into money issues and energy. The thing that's coming up for me is somebody who's as a relationship expert, you know, and you know, people come to Amy or myself, and they're not usually coming because they're really happy. They're usually coming because they're filled in with resentment, they're paralyzed, they have blame, and they're usually pouring a lot of this energy. The reason is this partner, whatever partner that might be. Maybe it's a relationship or maybe it's a business situation. But what you're saying is that people are really responsible for harmonizing with their energy, including in their relationships. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, you're responsible for the way that you construct what's happening to you, the way you think about it, what your thoughts are about it. So if you're struggling in a relationship with a person or you're struggling in a relationship with a situation, which is often the case with your career or your income, there's ways that you can shift your belief system around it. You can tell yourself a different story, and then you can make different types of decisions. I would like to maybe be able to talk a little bit about money as energy, about your relationship in life with your prosperity, because I think that's what this call is about. You know, people are interested, I think, during our call here, maybe about the way that they can manifest better or feel safer or be more creative. And I think we can go in that direction.
Let's do it. So why don't
can
you give me a sense of, you know, you're talking about harmonizing with energy, and you know, how does that apply to money, to our relationship with money?
So what I want to say right at the beginning of our talk here is that I've condensed things down in my mind to three primary tips or strategies, let's say, for any individual to have maybe a better relationship with the flow of the energy that we call money. To, number one, see that money isn't just coins or bills or amounts in your checkbook or in your portfolio, but that it's energy, that money is just another name for a type of back and forth exchange. And once we understand that this energy comes to us based on what we can offer, and we give this money to others based on what we find is valuable, we see this as an exchange or a flow of energy. Once we understand that, tip number one is to realize that it's energy and that it is not energy that is outside of you under the control of somebody else. It's energy that you own, and that's actually inside of you. It's coming into you. You are working with it. It is something that you can feel, you can begin to feel as tangible, and that is as moving in your thoughts, in your desires, in your value system. So that's tip number one.
Judy,
and then tip number two.
Time out 1 second because I'm hearing a little noise.
Sure.
I am going to actually mute out the line, and as soon as I do that, I want you to just press star 6 and we'll continue the conversation. So just hang on 1 second. I'm going to.
Okay.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
Judy, go ahead and press star 6 and we'll continue the conversation between me and you.
So.
Great, go ahead.
Can everybody still hear me?
Yes, they can. We can't hear them.
Good. Okay. So point number two, after you see that money is energy and that this is energy that is inside of you, within you, the second point is to see yourself as a conduit, as a channel, as something that allows a flow to take place. And anything that is flowing comes in and goes out. It comes through. So now we've seen money as energy, not as stuff, not as things that it can purchase or dollars or coins or your bank account. We see it as energy. And then we understand it as going through us, because what we are is essentially a construct of thoughts, a crystallized structure that has an identity called an ego identity, or a storyline, a character in a movie, an identity that we keep constructing over and over. And through that identity, flowing through it, is this energy that we call money. Mm. Now that puts a new relationship on the table right away between who we think of ourselves and what's happening with our job, with our career, with our clientele, anything like that. So that would be the second tip. And now the third tip, which kind of condenses everything into very easy but not frequently recognized understanding, is to what purpose does our relationship to money serve? What do we want money?
Are you still there, Judy? I think we just lost you. Okay, so we may have just lost Judy for a moment, so I'm going to just kind of, you know, recap. You know, number one being that money is energy. Number two, that the money is a conduit of its flowing through us. And I think she was moving towards is what is it that we want the energy to serve? To what purpose do we want the energy to move towards? So while we're waiting for Judy, I'm going to open the lines and maybe begin a little discussion here and see if there are any questions. So hang on 1 second.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
So the lines are open. Is there anybody who has a comment so far just to begin a discussion about anything that Judy mentioned while we're waiting for her to kind of jump back on the line?
Yeah. I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, good. I'm sorry. Something went off. Why don't you finish your thought, Judy, about number three, and then we'll take a question from the group. So go ahead, Judy, first. Finish your thought.
Yeah. We were getting to, you know, the meat of it. The good part. Just let me say that it's not that money is a conduit. Money's energy, and you're a conduit.
Right. Thank you.
You're the open channel. You're the path of the river, let's say. Okay. I was recently out in Arizona, and they had this big thing on the map that was a bridge over a big body of water. But guess what? We went over it, and there wasn't even a drop in that river channel.
Wow.
It was a dried up channel. If that's you, then you've got a plug stuck somewhere. You're damming it up. So in other words, you can actually visualize yourself as this dry riverbed, mm-hmm. and you want to unblock that flow. You want to embody that river coursing through you, flowing, you know, mightily right through you, That's who you are. That's who you are. You are a conduit of surging energy. And money is one of the names of that energy. So third thing is, what do you want to purpose it for? How do you want to steer it or direct it? To what end do you want this flow to move towards? And here's the key point, okay? I know we have background noise here.
Yeah, I'm going to
have everybody's hearing.
I'll handle the noise after.
Key point is that if you dedicate your flow, your riverbed, your surge of energy, if you dedicate it to something larger than yourself, such as something humanitarian, something in service of a greater purpose, then that flow is just going to course right through you because the universe will want it to. We have a noisy background.
Let me mute it out, and then Judy, you're going to go back and star six yourself.
Okay. I think it's...
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star six.
I think I'm back.
Good. Welcome back.
Good. Okay. So what we have is...
Really, let me just mirror that last piece, because it's so profound about that being able to direct the energy towards contribution, towards service. That's the real piece for number three. Did I get that?
Totally. Totally. Because when what you do and what you value and what you desire for this flow of energy to work with, to be, to exist for, what it is about you personally, your unique identity that has larger benefit for the greater service to the world, that is the key that unblocks the dam. Now, I realize that not everybody is entrepreneurial. In other words, some people have to work for others. Mm-hmm. Still, in your mind, what you do in terms of your job can be dedicated or perceived as service for a greater cause. So you could be going to your regular job, doing your regular everyday thing, but maybe you do it with a more open heart. Maybe you do it to create and bring into the world something more perfect, better, a better way of handling people, a better way of producing an item, a better way of serving. And when you do that, when you dedicate your inner self to this larger, greater service, and you get your blockages, whether they're emotional or negative thinking, you get a different relationship going with energy, that's called money, a surge occurs. And at that point, you will find that either money is directed towards you, because it's going to go right through you and out to some other need in the world, or you will find that you are in the right place at the right time, and a job will be offered, or an opportunity will be offered, and it's not as though your need is the key need. The universe's need is the key need, and you're just a really good conduit for that. That makes all the difference. That's the three points.
See, I love the last part of what you're saying so much, you know, because, you know, when I think about it coming more from the angle of relationships, so many people come to us and thinking, I'm not, this is the line we get all the time, I'm not getting my needs met, okay? And they're seeing the other person as this, like, their needs. Like, you're there for my needs, whatever that is, whether it be financial, sexual, emotional. And we're always about, and this is something I actually learned from Tony Robbins, of all people, who's actually, I really love his work on relationships. If you're going into a relationship, whether it's with money or another person, and you're not thinking about contribution, you're going to get pain. You know, in your image of the dried up river, I love that image of the dried up river, but it's the same parallel. If you don't come out of service towards a higher good or towards serving that person or channeling your money towards a higher contribution, you're going to get dried up or you're going to get pain.
Yeah, you get stuck.
Yeah.
You get stuck in a place that's all about your personal identity, which
yeah.
is normal. That's how we're raised, and we're not brought up in any other way, and this is the whole society's viewpoint. You know, how can I be famous? How can I get rich? How can I get my needs met?
Right.
But the I is really a much larger construct than we know.
Right.
It is a fragment of a very large being or awareness or consciousness. And that being wants to become self-aware, wants to bring the entire world into an awakening. So the shift in perspective to understand that you can actually work within your own head with your thoughts.
Yeah.
And then to see this as a flow, and to see that dried up riverbed with a big dam blocking it, and that dam is called all my negative stuff,
mm-hmm.
all my thoughts that are blocking me, and all the focus on me, me, me.
Right.
So you try to tear that down. You try to say, well, what diminishes that? What takes that away and opens up the gateway? Well, what does that is this repurposing. How can my job, my work, my effort produce good in the world? Bring something nicer into life? How can it be a win-win so that I make some more income at the same time that I'm doing some good? I know that we want to comment and talk about it, and I will just say at this point that there is a certain type of doorway that's open right now, which I'll explain in a minute,
mm-hmm.
and there is another doorway that is almost momentarily going to open up. And I will explain what those two doorways are, because they're the way that you can create. They're the new energy that you can actually create this flow out of. So why don't we just let some conversation or interaction happen here.
Let's get back to that after the comments. Let's take a couple of comments. Is that all right from some of the people? Because they probably
Great.
Have some questions. Great. Thank you. So here's how it works, folks. If you have a question, you can press *6, and one at a time, we could take a couple of you, and maybe we'll take a couple more later on in the call. So if you have a question, go ahead and press *6 and say your name and where you're from, and then we'll hear your question. Maybe we've silenced them.
Are you there?
Does anybody have a question or a comment of, or even if you have a thought of, you know, does this make sense to you? What does it bring up for you? Go ahead and press *6 and let us know what your thoughts are. Okay, maybe they don't have a comment right now. So.
Well,
hi. How are you? What's your name?
Hi, Jaina.
Hi.
I just wanted about the money. I've been thinking the way we treat money or the way we treat ourselves, we treat the money. Does that make sense? I mean, when I'm angry with myself or with someone, I want to spend money.
Mm.
And then when I'm happy, I just want to help someone. If I, you know.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So when you're in a negative emotion, you want the flow of money to come towards you, the personal self, the ego identity, and you think that'll bring satisfaction, but it doesn't. But when you're joyful and your heart's open, or you're not looping around the thoughts of your personal needs, when you're joyful, then your heart reaches out and your energy extends, and that's the point at which you want to help others.
Yeah, yeah.
Which most likely will return joy to you.
And it does. It does.
It does. So think of it as almost like a faucet. And when you turn the faucet one way towards yourself, it has an illusionary or false sense of satisfaction, but it results in pain. And then when you turn the faucet the other way, and sometimes you may have to deliberately do that in spite of yourself. You may have to envision deliberately changing the direction of the flow of your energy. Only because you'll come to realize that that's the direction that always brings true joy, when it's away from yourself. When you spend your energy in contribution, Michael's word, a good word.
Yeah, I like that too. I contribute to someone, yeah, and it makes me feel, well, it makes me, like you said, expand it. It's like...
Yeah, mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to do this deliberately because we're human and we get into our negative emotions. We get into anger, depression, anxiety, fear, and all of them are basically under those categories, you know. We get into all that stuff. There's not a human on the planet, including Buddhist Zen masters, who doesn't, like, fight within the self to redirect the energy. That's the standard for being human. You're not supposed to be superhuman. You're just supposed to be human. But you're supposed to work with thoughts. You're supposed to work with emotions and with energy, and then get tools and techniques for doing it, tools that work. So one of these tonight is the ability to actually envision money as a flow of energy. And what do you do with it? How do you direct it? Where do you put it? Where do you turn it? And we're learning tonight that the different relationship with money is to use it to contribute good into the world. And then all of a sudden that changes things. It changes the flow of energy towards you, and it changes your heart center so that you do expand and you do feel better. And guess what? You then become a greater, bigger channel for prosperity to flow towards you. I mean, it's not really a huge mystery. It is an effort, though. It is something to work on, to visualize.
Oh, Judy, I miss talking to you.
Thank you, Jane.
But I think I'm going to call you.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll just mention it at this point. I have a report that you may have gotten, others on the call may be interested in. It's a report called Finding a New Relationship with Money. And you could go to my website, which is wisdompath.com, and you can order it. It's a download. And if people would like to consult and have a session for tonight's call, or any person who hears this on a recording, the report would be included, if you haven't gotten it yet, as a free item in addition to the consultation.
Judy, how do people...
I ordered it. I have that. It's a great report. It really is.
Good.
To me, it was prerequisite to this session, and it really touched my heart because... this is Josette from California,
yeah.
By the way.
Hi, Josette.
And Los Angeles. Hi. I have been struggling in my career. I went from being a director in merchandising for a company that manufactures medical apparel, and my projects were to create very different types of scrubs that would absolutely service the healthcare industry. So I had to get into the mindsets and the habits of the people that provide a service to people, and it was very touching to really be a part of that. And my love for it, I felt like I was a conduit, but somehow all of this energy was going through me, but the money energy was bypassing me. It was going,
and maybe
through, you know,
maybe weren't getting appreciation
exactly
for your contribution.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and on the other hand, you know, I was shown appreciation with a bonus, but then the carpet was pulled out from under me. And I am Buddhist, and I was chanting for a opportunity to be a part of a higher purpose, and they say be careful what you chant for, so you just might get it. And in this you know, flow, like the snowball, this big wave of a flow of energy, you know, of servicing these people, and you know, being rewarded for my projects, and the team being on board, it was like this wonderful positivity. Boom, I was gone, and I felt like there's something in my heart that has been dwelling there for over a year, that I wanted to have a company that was dedicated to a percentage servicing different causes. And that, I felt like I was in a training ground to do such a thing. And
so,
and that
it sounds
that
like
realization.
It.
Yeah.
It sounds like, Well, let me bring up at this point, if I may, the what I was talking about, the doors that are opening for creating a surge of energy or a better manifestation. Now, we all know that there has been a crimp in the economy, and it's not just in the U.S., it's in the world chart, and you know, it changed the game, let's say. But at the same time that the economy is strained and some of these actualities have happened because of fallout of this, everybody kind of got paralyzed and pulled inwards and tightened, at the same time, new doors open. For instance, the door that has been open for quite a while has been as follows. It's entrepreneurial. In other words, it's supportive of the individual doing their own thing rather than working for a big company. It is inventive. It is the type of thing that can bring innovation or new concepts into reality that haven't quite been done in that way or put together that fashion. It's humanitarian, meaning that people want to see others benefited as well. And it's also been technological. And this is what we're doing right here on a telecourse, a teleclass that's going to be digitized and put online. There is a new door opening, and it's occurring within days of this big energy pattern that we're under right now. We are under a solar eclipse and some other I won't go into that angle, but the new doorway also opens up the possibilities of being imaginative, where you bring new ideas out, where you envision or fantasize or allow your creativity free rein. It is energy that is very inspired or spiritual. So let's say that it has an intuitive divine connection, and you can be creative from that end. It is mystical. So this new energy will support something that is greater than everyday life. Something comes from a realm beyond. And it is very compassionate. So the heart center is definitely going to be engaged. Let me just take a sip of water here. Engaging the heart center is being seen even now on the images on TV of the disaster in Haiti. It's impossible to look at the suffering of human beings without wanting to do something, without feeling that you want to be engaged, you want to offer what you can in that direction. Maybe you can't do anything specifically in a practical way, but you know what? This is new energy that will allow creativity and will actually enhance the flow of prosperity. So this is not accidental or random. It's too tied into significant things that are happening astronomically. We are opening up. The human race is seeing its larger identity, is using new energies to be creative, not just to send money to a charity or volunteer, which was the humanitarian thing, but now even to envision world peace or oneness or do something in your practical life, in your daily world, that puts you and the energy of money into a new relationship. And you don't know what that is yet, because this is just a new doorway opening up. This could be an extremely beautiful way to go, very full of possibility. So that's what I think that we are being offered, that the world is changing. It's changing swiftly under our feet. And the dance that the mind can with this is to see what your personal contribution can be in this larger scheme of things, and to believe in yourself and to work with a higher realm and bring it into being.
Wonderful. So, Judy, let me ask you a question. Is that all right?
That's beautiful, Judy.
Thank you. Thanks for that comment.
Thank the Brotherhood of Light Workers. My spirit guides.
Judy, is it okay if I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So how does this apply, then, to, you know, to our relationships? How does this apply, particularly, you know, when money is a source of conflict for a lot of people right now? A lot of people in relationship, they don't know how to talk about their money, and, you know, people, you know, may have trouble, you know, seeing this light worker energy when they're, you know, trying to get by and they're trying to pay the bills. What would you say to those kind of folks?
Well, in the situation in which you need to work at a job, and that is how your paycheck comes to you, first of all, go within and see if that job that you're doing is fulfilling your soul's needs. Mm-hmm. If it is not, then consider, at least consider, not just picking up and leaving or running away from responsibility, but consider what type of job you would want that would resolve your inner desire, would really work for you, and see if that is a possibility, a fantasy that's realizable to see yourself doing and to even put yourself in relationship with. See if that's a possibility. If it is, it may take a while, but you can begin the process of connecting yourself to that image, to that reality, because you are the designer of your life. And if you're afraid to make a change in job, it might not happen. But if you are creating it and seeing yourself in another position, a possible position, in which you can realize not just the salary but the inner purpose, then you can start building on that possibility, envisioning it, imagining it, seeing what it would not only do for you, but what purpose it would serve to the world. That would be if you're in a position of employment. If you're in an entrepreneurial position in which you create opportunity that others want to give you money to do for them. Now, mind you, the thinking process of an entrepreneur, it could be something you do on the side, something you do after work on the weekend. It could be a hobby. It could be anything that you do that you feel that makes you feel good. At the same time, another person values it and wants to actually send money to you, give you money to do that for them or produce an item for them. If that's your role, an entrepreneurial role, then by all means follow up on that and believe in yourself. Believe that money is a flow. I will tell you that I can give this talk because this works for me now. I have a new relationship with money. If I'm going away or I have a lot of other tasks, I tell the universe, please cut back. I don't have the time to do such and such. Then when those tasks are done and I have the time again, I say, okay, send me the business. And I give the responsibility to the higher beings, to the universe, I tell them, I talk to them, I say, okay, you know, send me a client. And the phone starts ringing. It is a relationship between myself and my greater self. And I expect it to work. I know it will work. It never fails anymore. It's a flow, and when it needs to slow down, it slows down. Now, people don't get rich this way, but what happens, as it says in the report, is when it's a need and not a greed, the condition is met. So all your bills get paid, all your personal needs get paid, you don't have to scrimp, you just have to flow. And it works.
That's amazing.
So you got to get your head in the right place first.
Yeah.
You have to really see yourself as the creator of your life, of your world. And then you have to identify yourself as, you know, what conditions did I take on? Was I supposed to work for myself, or was I supposed to work for others? Okay, I see this all the time in people's charts. Some people have many things indicating that it's not the right lifetime to do everything for yourself, that you do need to work in relationship to others, to what they've created as their company. And that's fine, because you can do this within that framework just as well.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, I want to start bringing the call to a close. So if there are any, you know, brief comments of maybe one or two people want to just say one thing that you learned tonight, just one thing that's coming up for you. Is anybody out there who wants to just share one brief comment that they have, you know, what you learned tonight?
I learned, this is Josette from Los Angeles, I learned that you have to ask the universe and you will get. Asking, you will receive.
Beautiful. Thank you. Excellent.
But Josette, you knew that.
Yeah.
You knew that, but in your mind. But you didn't know it in your gut.
Right.
So this is where you're going to internalize it.
Exactly. And I have even seen it manifest before, but sometimes we just get caught up in the day-to-day, the project, the now, and you kind of forget where that came from, you know. Mm. You really had to, you know, work on that idea to have it manifest, you know, and then you get caught up in the manifestation itself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you forget, and that's where you can lose it. That's where you can lose it, because you forget. You lose the vision.
You lose the vision, you get stuck in the petty stuff, the daily stuff, and then you go into your anxieties and your conflict.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Thank you, Josette.
This is Jana from North Carolina. What I learned for myself, it's not like learning, but maybe I don't have to be so afraid, so much afraid to be. Sometimes I imagine myself being homeless, you know, living on the street in the dark and cold. Maybe I don't have to be so afraid.
Mm. Turn the faucet in the other direction when you go into that thought. You know, deliberately do it. Try it. Try it as an experiment, because it's between you and the universe. Nobody else knows that you're doing it. So you just find yourself in that dark place, and then you, like, you can even force, at first, you can even force the change. You know, you can, like, force yourself to think in a different way, and then see if it produces results. Just kind of, like, suspend your disbelief. There was a great thing we learned in creative writing. I know we only have a minute or two. And they told us a really good storyteller gets you to suspend your disbelief. You're not skeptical. You don't keep questioning the fairy tale. You just willingly let yourself get into it. That's a key thing here. you're doing something imaginative, creative, and it takes a certain level of faith and willingness, and could almost be like an experiment. You can try it, and nobody else will know. Nobody else will know about it until you yourself see results.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you, Jaina.
Thank you.
Great comment. Wonderful. So, Judy, I want you to just remind everybody that if they want what they can get from you, they can get the report or they could do some work with you. Can you remind everybody who's on the call how they could take a step to an action step for you? With you.
Absolutely, sure. Okay, I want to appreciate everybody who's on the call and anybody who listens to this later, and tell them that there is a report called Finding a New Relationship with Money that's a downloadable on my website, which is wisdompath.com, and you can shoot me an email also at judy@wisdompath.com if you have any questions. And if you want to book a session, a consultation, looking at your financial picture, your well-being, any other major issues, also let me know, judy@wisdompath.com. And for anybody who does that in conjunction with this call and also would like the free report, that is going to be a special for tonight.
Wonderful. Excellent. So there you have it. You can get the report and a consultation. This is fantastic. And just really quickly, if there's anybody on the call who's in the Nyack, New York area, or in the New York area, just a little quick thing. We're doing a free open house over here on Sunday, June. Listen to me. It's snowing outside. January.
We wish it was June again.
I know. It's going to be June in our hearts with our energy.
There you go.
January nice and sunny. 24th here at the Courageous Loving Center. We're going to have massage and food and nutritionists and interactive experiences. So sorry for the people in California and North Carolina unless you want to fly up, but I don't know if you're going to want to do that for this, but
it's too far.
Sunday, January.
They may want to, right, they may want to create their own little event or center,
yeah,
or focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe mm-hmm. this will be unblock the channel to get that going. So if you have any questions about that, you could go to courageousloving.com and click events. Judy, I want to, well, first of all, let me thank everybody, the listeners. Thank you, everybody, for your interactions and for your comments and just, you know, being here and taking some time. I really appreciate everybody being here and being part of this dialogue, either in interaction or in listening. Judy, what wonderful stuff you've been offering for everybody. It's just really great hearing you. Your energy's great. You're so clear in your description, and you know, you just have such a wonderful, powerful, but you know, really good-hearted way of sharing your wisdom. So thank you for being here tonight.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Michael. This, Michael and Amy are very big-hearted, terrifically focused and passionate people about their counseling and about their Imago work, so I recommend that anybody who would like to follow through on that. And thanks for allowing me to be on this call with you.
Absolutely. So can we do this again sometime?
I would love to. I would love to follow up on this.
We'll do it again. Maybe we can.
Yeah, I'd like to know what's behind door number two.
Door number two.
The door number two was the imaginative inspired one. It was the one it's the one where you envision a future for yourself that's just gorgeous.
Okay, I thought that was part of door number one. I got
it. Door number one is the humanitarian, inventive, and techie one.
Okay,
got it.
Door number three is the next call. You'll have to wait.
Okay, everybody. Joy and love to you all, and keep that in your heart center, and you'll see brightness coming to you.
Terrific.
I'll talk to you on the 23rd, Judy.
Okay. Very good, Josette.
Thank you.
Michael Sherman.
Bye-bye.
The founder of Courageous Loving, and I want to just let everybody close. Thank you, Judy. And just take a moment when you close this call and you go home just to think about what you learned tonight and just to take a breath. So, everybody, thank you so much, and namaste. Shalom. Bye-bye, everybody.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.